Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday the 26th of October. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. First this week, we look at the new guidance issued by the pensions regulator for trustees and employers considering a transfer to a DB superfund. The guidance sets out the regulator's expectations for how the process will run, as well as gateway principles that should be satisfied if a transfer is proposed. The government has announced further changes to the job support scheme. The scheme does not cover the cost of pension contributions, but employers who are considering making use of the scheme should consider the interaction with scheme rules, for example, the definition of pensionable pay and the operation of part-time working rules. The government has also announced its intention to mandate simpler statement templates for DC auto-enrolment schemes and to consult on mandating the timing of annual benefit statements. In data protection news, the Information Commissioner's Office has issued a final penalty notice to British Airways in relation to a 2018 data breach and has also published new guidance on subject access requests. The full version of What's New This Week also has a link to a new code of practice for professional trustee firms carrying out sole trusteeships and information about our next Pensions Academy online with a link to register. That will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.